Okay, Shalom Rabosei, today's daf is Pesachim daf Pei Zayin. We have the first daf in the 8th parak is actually a lot of Agarta. We're going to jump off of a pasuk in Shir HaShirim and do a lot of interesting stuff about the Navi Hosea. But first of all, we have to talk about what the name of the parak is. It's Ha'isha. It's Ha'isha b'zman shi b'beis Baala, shachar ala Baala, shachar ala Avia, tochal mishel Baala. We know that a person has to be counted on, it has to register for the Korban Pesach. Let's say, right, someone, two people register, a single person, right? They're acting as their shliach, and they shach the Korban Pesach with in mind that this person is going to eat the Korban Pesach with them. So a woman, when she is in her beis baala, which means that she's fully married, she has done nisuin, right? There are two stages in marriage, erusin and nisuin. We do both of them nowadays under the chuppah. Back then, they did them separately, perhaps a year apart, or did erusin, and then the girl would stay in her father's house for another year, and then there would be nisuin, the completion of the marriage, and she go by her husband. So let's say she's in her husband's house, meaning there's been nisuin, she's fully married. So shachar, if both of them shech the korban pesach for her, so then mistama, Rashi says, her das is to be with her husband for yontif, and therefore she eats her husband's korban pesach. Halcha rego rishon lasas beis avia. Let's say the first holiday after they get married, Rashi says, used to be, custom was, first holiday after they get married, they go to the wife's parents. So, Mistama, they're going to the wife's parents for Pesach. Let's say she just got married, Mazel Tov. And Shachar ala Avia, Shachar ala Baala. Let's say again, both of them Shach Korban Pesach for her, then Tocha B'makam Shirota. Then she can choose whatever she wants. We'll see exactly what the case is in the Gemara in a second. Yosem Sheshachto ala Apachopsin. Let's say there's a Yosem, there are orphans, Rachman al Islam, that have two different estate managers, right? Baruch Hashem, they were a wealthy family. They're two different estate managers. Both of them Shach the Korban Pesach for the Yosom, so then Yochel B'makom Shirota also has a choice where he can eat whatever he wants. Evid Shal Shnei Shudvim, if you have a servant that belongs to two different people, so Lo Yochel Mishal Shnehem, he shouldn't eat either one, because Mistama, they're not having in mind for the other owner, when the either owner shechs for them. And Misha Chetzi Evid Uchetzi Ben Chorin, if a person is sold half of himself, right, if he's half a slave and half of a free person, Lo Yochel Mishal Rabo, he should not eat the Korban Pesach of his master, because Mistama, he did not have intent to register the half of a free person, right, on this Korban Pesach. He just had intent to register the half of the person who is a slave. Okay, obviously we'll talk about these a little bit later, but that's not necessarily today. Says the Gemara, Shmaz Mina Yesh Breira. Apparently, we hold from this Mishnah, it's clear that Breira works. What is Breira? Breira means, Breira says that retroactively, we determined that a status was as such. For example, we don't know what the status is at the time of, let's say, the Shechita in our case, right? Both people shecht Korban Pesach for her, and the woman decides afterwards, and she's going to eat by her husband. Okay, so retroactively, right, that's what she wanted to do at the time of the Shechita. And we say retroactively, this was her das, this was her mindset at the time of the Shechita. We're not going to say that she's not going to doesn't have a choice, because you have to be registered for the Korban Pesach when it's shechted. You can't register for it three hours later. So basically we're going to say that, if we say that she can choose, right, as the Mishnah said, right, so that must be that Breira were deciding retroactively where she wanted to be, and that means that Breira works to solve this type of suffix. Gemara says, "My rotsa b'shas shechita," because what does it mean? Because what does she mean? She has a choice, right? If she doesn't have a choice, so then again, this choice, as I explained, right, it means that retroactively her status will work. I'm so sorry. That's the answer. My apologies. Right, my is Breira. My bad. This is the answer. The Gemara says, no, actually, there is no Breira. Right? Really, there is no Breira, but we're not saying necessarily that there is Breira for the Mishnah, because what do you mean, Rotsa? What do you mean she can choose? She can choose, we're talking about choosing Mishas Shechita, that she chooses at the time when it's Shechted, meaning she's not necessarily choosing 2 hours later, and we say, retroactively, when the Shechita was happening, this is what she wanted. No, she's allowed to ask. Right, they ask her, and whatever she can choose at the Shas Shechita, she has to choose that. Right? But this does not necessarily, this Mishnah does not say anything about Breira. Or Minu, I'll ask you a question. Hold on 1 second. We learned it in the Mishnah, in a Brisa. Isha regal rishon ochelas mishal avia, the first yontif she eats by her father. Mekame elach rotsa lach ochelas mishal avia rotsa mishal bailo. Right, from any further right, the second year the korban pesach she can do whatever she wants. Right, our mishnah said the first yontif she can choose. Right, the second yontif she's by her husband. So the verse is lokasha kan redufa lelech kam mishenu redufa. Now the Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas as to how to understand it. Let's say Rashi, when the Braisa, which says that she can eat by her father's Korban Pesach, meaning the first yontif, she goes to her father, and the second and third and fourth, etc., she has a choice. So that is b'shir redufa lelech, when she really, really wants to go back to her father's home. So we assume that the first yontif, she for sure is by her father, as opposed to the Mishnah, who says she has a choice. And then afterwards, she always has a choice to go back. Khan, in the Mishnah, we're talking about a woman who's, for whatever reason, is not so eager, not so excited to go back to her parents. So she has a choice in terms of the first yontif, and then on, she's viewed to be in the husband's house. Tosa says that it means that, no, what do we mean as based on the next part of the Gemara? Let's just read it, and then we'll explain how Tosa understands the Gemara. Right, the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Aza isi beinav kemotzei shalom. Right, this is a pasuk again in Shir Shirim, that we became in Akash Baruch Hu's eyes that someone who is motzei shalom, someone who has found peace. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, kekala shenimtzeis shalema, sorry, not shalom, it usually means peace, but here it means shalem, like full, complete. Kosh Baruch Hu found us to be complete. Here, Kekala Shemzeis Shalema Beisa Chamiya, like her father, who is found to be, like her father, like a bride who is so excited, she is found to be Shalem, she is found to be complete, or perfect, or excellent, right, in her father-in-law's house, Rudufa Lelech Lagish Racha Beis Aviyah, she's so excited to go back to her father's house to tell him that she's married into such a great family. So that's what Tosfos understands, and when he says Rudufa Lelech, she's excited to go back to tell her father how great she has it by her husband and by her father-in-law. So that's the case where we say she's going to stay by her husband because things are so great. But when Ainu Rudufa, when she's not running back to tell her parents about her new house, so then perhaps she's more eager to be in her parents' house as opposed to her husband's house and her in-law's house. On Yom-tif. All right, either way. Vaita. Now, again, once we quote that pasuk, we're going to quote a bunch of agadatas, and this is where we kind of jump off a little bit. Kedichtiv, the pasuk says, Vayava mahu nu mashem tikri ishi velo tikri od ba'ali. Right, on that day, right, you'll call me my husband, and not call me my ba'al, which is connotes like a master. Right, again, kekala beis chamiya, right, just like a bride in your father-in-law's house. Right, velo kekala beis avia, not like a bride in your father's house. Right, the relationship between us and Kosh Baruch Hu will evolve to going from not a bride in her father's house, but a bride in her father-in-law's house, meaning a bride in her husband's house. Achos lana ketana v'shadayim em la. Right, the pasuk in Shir Shirim, again, obviously Shir Shirim was written an allegory, in a love song, an allegory. If you ever read the actual translation, it can get quite graphic. But again, this is, as Chazal explained, that this was written in a kadosh way. None of it is done to be understood literally. It's all a depiction of the relationship between us and Akash Baruch Hu, and written in the most physical way, which we try and kind of uplift and make kadosh, by describing our relationship to Akash Baruch Hu. So just, again, the translation gets a little... Our modern sensitivities would be off-put by such translations, which is why, if you look in the article, by the way, it doesn't translate according to the literal translation. It uses Rashi's Perish. But okay, just to keep in mind, as we're about to explain, another pasuk in Shir Shirim, Achos lanu ketana v'shadayim ein la, we have a younger sister, and she does not have any breasts. So Rabbi Yochanan zu Elam. That's the city of Elam. Shezachta lilmod velo zachta lalamed. It's a city, apparently, for whatever reason, the Talmidei Chachamim there learned a lot of Torah, but they were not able to teach a lot of Torah. Apparently, the people were not interested in learning. Ani chova v'shadai kemigalos. I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers that protect the city. As you'll see in a second, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ani choma. What's that referring to? That's the Torah. V'shadai kemigalos. What's that referring to? Elu Talmidei Chachamim. That's the Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Again, we know the Torah protects us. The Torah is Itz Chaim Hilamachazikimba. It protects us. Magen Aleinu, etc., etc. For Rava Amar, Rava says, Ani choma zu Knesset Yisrael. Actually, that's referring to Knesset Yisrael. V'shadai kemigalos. Elu but the Knesset, but the Midrashis. That's the shuls and the study halls, right, the Beis Medrash, again, where we daven and we learn, and that's what actually protects us, not necessarily our physical might. Amar Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, Amar Rav. My dichtiv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Asher b'ninu kinitiyem mudalim b'nirim b'nosenu kizavios mechudavos tavnis echal. Our sons are like young trees from when they were young. Our daughters are like corners in the Beis Hamikdash. So what is that talking about? Asher b'ninu kinitiyem elu b'chor Yisrael shelu tamu tam chet. That's the Baruch Hashem, the young men of Am Yisrael, right? The young Jews who were never tasted the taste of sin, right? They were they were young, and they kept themselves guarded from sin until they got married. Benosinu kizavios, and same thing for the daughters. Elu b'sulz Yisrael she ogdos pischem lebaaleim. Right, again, the girls and the young women who guarded themselves until they got married. V'chenu Omer, and so too the pasuk says, "Walukam ezrak kizavios misbeach." Right, okay, same idea. Ibaisema, or enough from another source. Mehakov, and the pasuk says, "Mizavino meleim mafikim mazan el zan mechotavos tavnis heichal." For both of these people, for the Tznius men and the Tznius women, it's as if they built the Beis HaMikdash in their days. Okay, fine. Divar Hashem, now, again, we're going to jump off now to Hosea. As you can see at the end of this whole discussion, right, Am Yisrael is going to be compared to a Nesua, right? Again, a woman who is fully married. And that's exactly the comparison over here. Gemara says like this: Tavar Hashem Asher Hayav El Yehoshea, not Yehoshua, but Hoshea, one of the Treyasar. B'mei Uziel Yerusama Chazuk Hizkiyahu Melech Yehuda. So the Gemara says that was the word that Hashem spoke to Hoshea. B'perek Echad Nisnabu Dalad Neviim. Right, in one time, four Neviim prophesized. B'gadol Shabekulam Hoshea, and Hoshea was the greatest of all of them. So Hashem, as the pasuk says, "Tchilas Tvar Hashem beHoshea." The first, right, Hashem's first words of Hashem was to Hoshea, "Tchilas," right, the beginning, the first. Gemara says, "One second, Tchilas beHoshea." Diber Tchila, what Hashem spoke to Hoshea first, right? Aluma Moshe, Ad Hoshea, Kama Neviim, right? How many Neviim were there from Moshe to Hoshea? Hoshea wasn't first. That's Elmer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, "Tchilas Arba Neviim Shnistabu Bozoperet." No, he was first for those four Neviim. Elohim, and these are them: Hoshea, Yeshayahu, Amos, and Micha. Fine. Vayter. Amar Kashparu, Kashparu said to Hoshea, "Banecha chatu, your children have sinned." Meaning, Hashem wanted Hoshea to go arouse Am Yisrael to go do tshuva. V'ha'yolo lomar, Hoshea should have said back to Hashem, right? We kind of take Moshe for granted, right? Every time Hashem speaks to Moshe in the Torah, Moshe always has a perfect response, right? Moshe davens and Hashem forgives him. So we kind of take that for granted, right? Hoshea said something inappropriate, as we'll see in a second, right? Ha'yolo lomar, he should have said, b'nechahem, Hashem, they're not my children, they're your children. B'nei chinu nechahem, they're the sons of your chinunim, the people who you took mercy on. B'nei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, right? The Avos, right? Gilgal, Rechavecha, Aleim, right? So, and have mercy on them. So he should have said that. But lo da'i shalom amar kach, and not only did he not say that, Ella amar l'fnei bar shalolam, but he said, Kash Baruch Hu, listen, kol ha'olam shalcha, who, right? You own the entire world, right? So havirim bo ma'acheres. You don't like what they're doing? So just exchange them for another nation. Can you imagine? That's what the Navi said. That's what Hoshea said. So Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, my answer was like, it's almost like you can see Kosh Baruch Hu turns to Malachim, like, what do we do with this old guy, with this old man, but who is not sensitive to Am Yisrael and is not talking with Rachmanos? So, unbelievable. So Hashem told Hoshea, instead of proving the point to him, by speaking it to him, he told him to do something, and he stretched this lesson out over many years. Check it out. Omer lo, so Hashem said to Hoshea, lech lekach isha zona, go marry a prostitute. V'holi lecha banim zununim, and go have children who with this prostitute. And again, they call him banim zununim because she won't, as Rashi points out, if she's a prostitute, you won't know if they will be your children or someone else's children. Okay, v'acharkach, and then Hashem amar lo, Hashem said, I'm going to tell him, after that, shelcha me'al panecha, get rid of her, divorce her, and mu yachal shloach, if Hoshea is able to do that, so that afani yashalech is Yisrael, so then fine, we'll make a deal, and I'll, get rid of Am Yisrael and pick another nation. Shemar is supposed to say, v'yomar Hashem lo, Hoshea, this is what Hashem did. Hashem said to Hoshea, le'ech kach lecha isha zenunim, go marry a prostitute, v'yilde zenunim, and go have children, Uksiv, the pasuk says, "Vayelach vayikach." Okay, so Moshe, I guess he was up for that. I guess Vayelach vayikach is Gomer bas Develim. Right, he took a prostitute named Gomer, the daughter of Develim. The Gemara darshens out Gomer. Why was she called Gomer? Amarav hashakol Gomrimba. Right, everybody finished with her. Bas Develim. What does that mean? But Deborah. Bas Deborah, because she was, not only was she a prostitute, but her mother was also a prostitute, or at least not Sneas. Ushmul Amar Shematuga Befiha Kol Kedvela. Ushmul says, oh, because she was as sweet as everything to everyone, like a fig cake. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Shakol Dushin Ba Kedvela, because everybody steps on her like a fig cake. Davar Acher, or another thing that is understood from this, what her name was, right? Gomer Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shebikshu Ligmar Mamon and Shal Yisrael, that in her time, during Hoshea's time, that the enemies of Am Yisrael wanted to steal all the money of Am Yisrael and Biamel during her days, and Rabbi Yochanan Buzzu Vagamro, that actually they did accomplish that. Shnemar Ki Avdam Melech Haram Vayisimim Ki Afar Ladush. Okay, fine. So anyway, so he married this prostitute, Vatar Vatele Lobain, right? And sure enough, she had a boy. Vayomer Hashem Elav, Hashem said to Hoshea, Krolo Yisrael. Not Yisrael, but Yisrael. For a reason, right? Ki od me'at ufakati es dami es demei Yisrael al beis Yehu. Because Hashem will avenge the blood of Yisrael on Yehu's house. Again, Yisrael is a valley where Yehu killed the descendants of Achav, as Rashi explains. Hashem is going to avenge that. Also, it could be like Yisrael, that Hashem will plant, meaning that like seeds, meaning that Am Yisrael will be scattered like seeds. Okay, v'hishbatim in Malchus Beis Yisrael, I will destroy the Malchus of Beis Yisrael. Again, these are all psukim from Hoshea. Vataru v'tel bas, and then his prostitute wife had a daughter. Vayomer lo, and he said to Hoshea, Kralo. Krashmo Lo Ruchama. Her name was Lo Ruchama. That's two words, right? Meaning not have mercy. Kalo Sif Odor Rachem in Space Israel. Again, because Hashem is not having mercy on Am Yisrael. Akinasa Salahem. Because he's not going to forgive them. Vatar Vatele Ben. Then she had a third son. Vayomer. And Hashem said, Krashmo Lo Ami. To call his name not my nation. Right? Kiatem Lo Ami. Because Am Yisrael is not going to be my nation anymore. Vanuchi Lo Yelachem. Lo Yelachem. And I'm not going to be for you either. Okay, fine. So that's, again, this spanned years. After the prostitute, gave birth to for Hoshea. Again, by the way, just to clarify, this is a machlokas in the Rishonim, whether this actually happened or not. The Rishonim in the Navi do argue as to whether this was all in a vision, or whether it actually came to pass, or it actually happened. Okay, but either way, after this happens, right? You should have learned from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The moment I spoke to him, Pirish Meneisha, and Moshe separated from Tzipora because I need to be Tahar, right? Hashem could appear to Moshe at any moment. So Moshe had always had to be Tahar, so he separated from his wife. So Afata, now obviously, we're not comparing Moshe and Hoshea, Hashem is trying to get back at him, right? He's trying to prove a point. Not get back to him, Chas Shalom, but trying to prove the point. So therefore, Afata Bedol Azmachami Menah. Meaning, this is what Hashem said he was going to do, but he compared it to Moshe Rabbeinu. He said, listen, you think you're as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not talking, you're not speaking for Am Yisrael like he did. You should have learned from him, and therefore separate from your wife. I'm a Lord Rabbeinu Shalom. So Hoshea said back to him, Yishli Bonim Menah. One second, I have kids. I got to take care of them. Huh? He was responsible. I got to make a parnasa. I can't just get rid of her. Ve'inani Yochol Lo Tzia V'Lil Garsha. I can't get rid of her. Kosh Baruch said, Ma'ata, what about you? She ishtecha zona, your wife is a prostitute. Uvanecha b'nei zinunim, and you don't even know if your kids are yours. Right? You don't even know if they're hers, if they're yours. Or maybe they belong to other people, right? They're other people, the father, perhaps. Kach Yisrael, shehein b'nei bonai. Right? If you're telling me, you're kidding me, I'm Yisrael, who are my children, Bnei Bechuni, the ones who I have tested, Bnei Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, when Echami Arba Kinyonim, Shekhanisi Bolami, one of the four Kinyonim that I made in the world, and the Gemara lists them off. First of all, Torah Kinyon Achas, one of them is the Torah, Dichtim Hashem Kanani Reshis Darko, Shemayim Va'aretz, Shemayim Va'aretz Kinyon Echad, the other one is, number two is Heaven and Earth, Dichtim Kone Shemayim Va'aretz, Beis HaMikdash is the third one, Kinyon Echad, Dichtim Harzeh Kanta Yemino, and Yisrael, is Kinyan Echad. The Jews are one of the four things Hashem has a kinyan with in the world. He created the world for it. Tehtiv Am Zukanisa. Vata Amarta Heviram Buma Acheres. And you, Hoshea, say I should just exchange them for another nation? So Kosh Baruch Hu apparently got Hoshea pretty good, and apparently at that point he realized he had messed up. So Kevin Shia the Shechota, as soon as he realized that he made a sin, right, he made a mistake, so Amar Devakei Shach Mem Al Atzmo. So he started davening for himself. So Amar LaKosh Baruch Hu, hello, you're still missing the point. Right, Akshat tell me Devakei Shach Mem Al Atzmo, Devakei Shach Mem Al Yisrael. Right, why don't you daven for Am Yisrael? She goes, I tell him Shalosh Gzeres Bavarecha, because I made three decrees because you messed up, because you, the Navi, the great Navi of those four, the great Navi of the generation, you made such a big mistake. Those are three things on them. Right, what was the three things? Right, the three names of his kids, right? Yisrael, that Hashem will scatter them like seeds. Where was it? Lo Ruchama, you won't have mercy on them. And then Lo Ami, that the Jews won't be his nation. So Amad Ubikesh Rachmim. So sure enough, Hoshea got up and started davening. Ubital Gzera, and he was able to be mivatal Gzera. Vehilchil Varchan, and then he started blessing them. The Shemaz Pasuk says, "Vayamis Par Bnei Yisrael Kachol Hayam," that Am Yisrael should prosper like the sea, the sand of the sea, right? That they should have many kids. Vayabu Makom Asher Yomar Lahem Lo Ami Atem, instead of saying that Hashem will not be, you will not be my nation, Yomar Lahem, Hashem should say, "Bonai Kelchai." Okay, that you should be the sons of the living God. V'nitzbisu b'nei Yehuda, b'nei Yisrael, yachtav, right? Am Yisrael should come have some achdos. V'zareseh li ba'aretz, and you should plant, right? Be plant in the land, right? Again, that's against Yisrael. V'rechamti, right? And es lo ruchama, and I should have mercy on those who I didn't have mercy on, right? Meaning, that's again, going against the name of lo ruchama. And then v'lamarti lo ami, ami ata. And I'll say to those who have said, you're not my nation, that you are my nation. So again, you see that Hoshea was able to counteract those three gezeros. Am Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, fine. So that's the end of the story, the end of the story, at least, of Hoshea. Now there's some other, again, we have some other stuff here, kind of reflecting off of that story. Am Rabbi Yochanan, oy lo le rabbonus. Oy vei for the rabbonus. Rabbonus does not mean the rabbinate. As it says in Pirkei Avos as well, the word rabbonus, if I'm not mistaken. But that connotes the government. Oy lo, and certainly we can, if you've paid attention to politics in the last, I don't know, however many years, it's definitely something that person would be healthier not paying attention to. But here it means even people who are involved in politics. Right? Oyve for the government, shemakaveres es balea, that buries the people involved in it. She'en lecha kol navi v'navi shelo kipech arba malachim b'yamav, because every navi was at least outlived four kings. She'namar chazon yisheo b'namotz, asher chazal Yehuda v'yushalayim, why was Yeravam Zoche to be counted with the Malchi Yehuda? Because Yeravam was obviously one of the kings of Yisrael, not one of the kings of Yehuda, but he was listed, as we'll see in a second, with four other kings, and he was not Mekabel Lashon Hara about Amos. How do you know that he was that he heard about it? That he's counted amongst the Jews of the kings of Yehuda. The pasuk says, "Dechtiv Devar Hashem Shaiyah Hoshea Ben Beiri Bimei Uziah Yosam Achaziz Kio Malchay Yehuda," and then Bimei Yeravam Ben Yoash Malchay Yisrael. Why is it? How do you know that he wasn't Mekabel Lashon Hara about Amos? Dechtiv pasuk says, "Vayishlach Amatzia Koyin Beit El Yeravam Malchay Yisrael Leimor." Right, Yeravam heard and he said, "Kasher Alacha." What was the lashon hara? Meaning that Amos was conspiring against Yeravam. Uksiv ki ko amar Amos becherev yamus Yeravam. Right, and Amos said that Yeravam is going to die. So Yeravam said, "Amar chas v'shalom." He's not conspiring against me. He's not plotting against me. First of all, amar osu tzadik kach. Right, if that's what that tzadik said, Rav Yamar my esalo, my shchina amrlo. Right, first of all, Chas Shalom, he said that. And if he did, so what am I supposed to say? Amos, was one of the, again, when Atreusar was a Navi, so he, Yeravam said, listen, if that's what he said, so that's what he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him to say it, he's not doing it on his own. Am Rabbi Elazar, Afilu B'shaz Kasar Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zol Chayav Sarachim. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is upset, he remembers his mercy, Shenemar Ki Lo Osif Oda Rachem Es Beis Yisrael, right, I will no longer have mercy on Yisrael. Again, the idea is that, again, it's talking about mercy, right? I won't any further have mercy, right? It still mentions mercy, Rashi says. So it still is that aspect of Rachamim. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar Mehalcha Ki Naso Esel Lohem, because I inevitably I will forgive them. Right? Again, what the Pasuk says, I'm not going to have any mercy on them, and then I'll forgive them. So it's dumb, right? Even though Hashem is angry, so then he will have forgiveness soon after. Rami Rabbi Lazar Lo Higla Kosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael Bein Haumos El Kadesh Yitosu Olam Gerim. Excuse me. Kosh Baruch Hu sent Am Yisrael the Galus, so they should add on Gerim. Right? Again, we don't necessarily look after and try and seek out Gerim. We don't look to proselytize, and we push away Gerim when they're interested in coming, but as the Gemara seems to say, as a matter of fact, we're going to get Goyim. We're going to get Gerim from the Goyim. Obviously, if they're acting properly, right, they're Orla Goyim, and people are by naturally inclined going to want to join the nation if the Jews are doing what they're supposed to be doing. So when they're in Golos, they're going to, amongst the nations, but people are going to see, right, Orla Goyim, and hopefully they will want to join. It's similar that the person plants a saw, which is less than a core, right? And he reaps a core, right? He plants a saw and he reaps a core. The saw is much smaller than a core. So that's the same idea that Hashem will plant, right? I will plant you, meaning the Jews, in the land, and there will be many more people that come out of it. Right? Not necessarily just means that the Jews will have more kids, but that the Goyim will also convert. Okay, it's learns it from that pasuk. I don't remember exactly. I think the proof is from the end of the pasuk, right? We quote before that we'll tell people who are lo ami ami. I'm just trying to look at Rashi. I'm not sure. I think the proof is from the end of the pasuk, because again, we said that lo ami, we'll call them ami, means that Hashem will forgive Am Yisrael, but also that could mean that people who are not part of my nation will become part of my nation. Okay. Am Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Mishum Baruchai. My dechtir wasn't the pasuk say Al Tilshon Eved Al Donav Penika Alecha VeEshmot. What don't a slave should not say Lashon Hara against his master because he may curse him. V'Ksiv the pasuk says Dor Aviv Yikalel Simo VeSimo Lo Yivarech. Or the generation will curse his father, will not bless his mother. What's going on over there? Mishum Daviv Yikalel VeSimo Lo Yivarech. Al Tishon, right? If you tell me that a person, the nation is going to curse their father and not going to give a bracha to their mother, you shouldn't say Lashon Hara, right? They're still saying bad things. So Ella Afilu Dorsha Avi Vikalizim Avol Yivarech. So the Gemara says, yeah, even if that's what's going on in the nation, Al Tashon Evidus Adonav, they should not curse and say Lashon Hara to the master of that slave. If that's meaning to the master of that nation, right? Meaning Kosh Baruch Hu. Even if the nation is sinning, you still shouldn't say Lashon Hara. Minalim Me'asheh. So you see that from Hoshea, who again, Hashem said to Hoshea, go tell Am Yisrael to do tshuva. They're not doing so well. And Hoshea said Lashon Hara to Kosh Baruch Hu, and you see that he was punished with that crazy story. Okay. Rav Oshia, Rav Oshia says, and we'll just get to the two dots here. My dechtir, what does it mean when the pasuk says, Sidkas Perzono be Yisrael. Again, the Perzono are cities. So they have the righteousness and the cities of Am Yisrael. So Tzedakah Asa Kosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Hashem did a Tzedakah for Am Yisrael. Shepizron Lebein Umos, who scattered them amongst the nations. This is what an Apikoros said to Rabbi Chanina. We, the Goyim, are better than you. Because the Chetiv B'chu, it says by you guys, Kishisha Yish Chodashem Yashav Sham, you're going to stay there for 6 months. What's that talking about? So that's a pasuk about how Yoav, the king of, not the king, the general of David's army, right, killed all the Edomim, the males of Edom. And that was inappropriate. winning, again, because they came from Amalek. But that was inappropriate for what Yoav did, if I'm not mistaken. That was legitimate, but the Abikaris thought it was inappropriate. And the Abikaris thought it was an inappropriate slaughter of Edom. Vilu Anan, the Abikaris said about us, meaning about himself, it's Nihu Gaman Kamashani. Right? We have been with you guys for many, many years, right? Living amongst you. Lokav Din Lumidi. We've not done anything to you guys, right? Classic argument of the Goyim. Right? We haven't done anything to you, right? And if you remember, it brings to mind the discussion between Yitzchak and Avimelech. Avimelech, if you remember in Parshas Chayisara, Yitzchak lives in Avimelech, and the Plishtim get jealous of Yitzchak and Avimelech, and the Plishtim send him away. Finally, Avimelech comes to visit Yitzchak and say, "Listen, we've done only good for you, right? We've done only good to you. We've sent you away in peace. Right, we have not done anything to you. Let's make a bris." It's like a joke. It's like, what do you mean? You drove him out of the land. Right, okay, so that Picaris thought that they did not do anything to the Jews, and that he said, we're better than you. Who was he talking to? Not Rav Hoshea. Rabbi Chanina. Right, Rabbi Chanina. He said back to him, so, Raton Chay, Tapa Lecha Talmidecha. Okay, I'm gonna let one of my kids, almost. Right, one of my Talmidim will deal with you. He didn't even want to deal with him himself. Take care of him. Right? Give me one of my Talmidim, he'll take care of you. The Tapalei Rabbi Oshia, so Rav Oshia is the one who went to speak to him. Amarle, Mishum Dalei Dativ, Hechi Tavdu. He says, you have destroyed us not because you're good and you're nice about it, it's because you're incompetent, because you don't know how. Right? And so because Tavlinu Kulu, Lesnehu Gabaychu. Because you can't destroy all of the Jews. Meaning, if you're going to try to destroy all the Jews, they're not. You don't have all of the Jews, right? The Jews are unfortunately in Gullus. This is what we're saying, that one of the brachos of being scattered throughout all the nations is that the Jews are everywhere. You can't destroy all the Jews. So my diga gavayhu. But if you do destroy all the Jews that are under your rule, that are by you, then people will say, your government is full of genocide, right? You're trying to destroy. You're a murderous government, right? People are gonna. The people will be upset. So the Abikar said back to him, "Gapa de Romai." He swore by the Roman god or some sort of Roman god. Banachtinan. That's exactly our debate. That's exactly what we want to do. How did you know? That's exactly what we struggle with ourselves. Okay, fine. We'll stop here. We'll go Vayikra in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening.